At the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, when the Torah describes the life of Sarah, Vihi Chayesara, when the life of Sarah was Mei Shonim, 100 years of Esrim Shonim, and 20 years of Shevashim, 127 years, Shnei Chayesara, the Medrash says, Yidei Hashem, Yimei Tamimim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is well aware the name, the lives, the days of those that are whole, Nachlosam Le'Oilo Tiyah, Shem Tamimim, just like they are whole in their observance, kach shnoiseim tamimim. And then the Medrash continues to say, bas chof kebazayin lenoi, Sarah at 20 was as beautiful as a 7-year-old, bas chof kebas chof lechait, she was at 100, like a 20-year-old, without having done an averus. And then the Medrash continues, dover acha, yudeyeh shem yimei tamimim, zu sarah, this reflects on Sarah, refers to Sarah, Shaisa Tamimah Maseha. She was perfect in her behavior. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, what is this like? A hadah, a girl to Tamimah, like this perfect calf. And what is the Medrash trying to teach us? Asks Rav Chaim Mordechai Katz, that tells Rosh Hashiva, particularly in comparing Sarah to a calf. So he explains, now, when we look at an animal versus a human being is made up of many competing characteristics, personalities, behavior, moods. A person is a complex being. An animal and some of those behavior are actually contradictory to each other. An animal doesn't have any of these internal conflicts. What a tzaddik represents is a tzaddik is tamim. A tzaddik is driven by one goal and one goal only. And that is avodas Hashem, to serve Hashem. And what the Medrash is telling us is when we look at Sarah, we don't look at her the way we look at other human beings with all of the inner conflicts that are what makes up a person. Rather, the way to look at Sarah is one perfect being, a being that was here for one purpose and one purpose, and that is to serve Hashem. Hador egla tamimta, like this perfect calf that has no conflicts and contradiction. And perhaps this could help understand the pasuk at the beginning of our parasha says, "Ve'yov Avram lispoit l'soro l'fkaisai." Avram Avinu came to say a hesped, a eulogy for Sarah, l'fkaisa, and to cry. And many mefarshim ask the question, if we look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says that the order of the way we behave upon the death of an individual is actually just the opposite. First there's b'chiyah, first there's crying, and then there's hesped. So why do we find in the pasuk the reverse order? I saw that the Sefer, Birchas Yitzchak, explains that when a tzaddik leaves the world, when a person leaves the real world, we cry, because we cry that this person died and had still so much left to do. When a tzaddik leaves this world and they accomplished what they were supposed to accomplish in this world, and they're going to a world where they're going to get reward for all that they've done in this world, and moreover, the life that they led in this world already has in it the components of Olam Haba. We don't cry for their leaving the world. We cry that we don't have people like that that we can learn from. When Sarah, who lived the life that the Medrash that we quoted just described, Bas Chav Kebazayin, Bas Kuf Kebas Chav, a perfect life of avodas Hashem, the crying that she doesn't have what to cry for. She will go and continue in the Olam Haba, the life that she had in this world. But we say a hesped. We learn from her the way the hesped that we say, the eulogy we say, is to learn how we are supposed to live. And when we hear the Yava Avram Lispa Lasara, when Avram came and described the kind of life that Sarimenu lived, and that perfect life, that life of without contradiction, the life of unity in Avodas Hashem, what there's nothing to cry about for that type of a life. What there is to cry is that we maybe don't live such a life. For Yov Avram lispa l'sara, he cries for Sarah u'lefkaisa, and after he said the hesped and Sarah l'fkaisa, that we all begin to cry, when and how will we be able to merit to live the kind of life that Sarah lived? The Medrash says that regarding Avram Avinu, Hashem Berech as Avram Bakol, says the Medrash, Nesia Pesa Bel Yoinim, you're beautiful in the Oilam Ha'emes, Nesia Pesa Betachtoina, you're beautiful in this world, Akein Barachacha Elokim L'Oilam. That's why you are forever blessed. V'zeh Shenemar, and continues the Medrash, that's what the Pasuk says in our Parsha, V'Hashem Berech Avram Bekol. Says the Chart Kvareb in the Sefer Ginzi Yisrael, what is the Medrash coming to teach us? Here the Pasuk saying, V'Hashem Berech Avram Bekol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram Avinu this wonderful bracha. But the Gemara Masech Kedushin teaches us, Masech Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes Mabeis, Schar mitzvah b'hayah al-malek, we don't receive reward in this world for our mitzvahs. So how did Avram Avinu merit that Hashem Berech Avram Bekol, that he had brach in this world? So he explains, indeed, if a person does mitzvahs and learns Torah and does what he's supposed to do, he doesn't deserve and won't get schar in this world. The place for the schar, the place for the reward for that is in the Olam Ha'emes. But what marks the tzaddik, as we described Sarah, and the pasuk he's explaining says the same regarding Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu did not just serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was doing mitzvahs, when he was sitting in the Beis Medrash, when he was sitting in the Beis HaKnesses. But everything that he did were parts of Avodas Hashem. His eating and his sleeping and everything that he did was Avodas Hashem. Nesia Pesa Bel Yoinim, Avram Avinu, of course you did mitzvahs, which are represented with the word Al Yoinim, which represents Shemayim, which represents Ruchnius. Of course you lived the life of Ruchnius. But what makes you special is Nesia Pesa Betachtoinim, that even in the things that are Betachtoinim, even the things that are Gashmius, the mundane parts of life, Nesia Pesa, you made them beautiful. You use them as well for Avodas Hashem. And for that, you are deserving V'Hashem Berech es Avram Bekol, that you deserve the bracha. And that's pshat, perhaps, he says, in a medrash. The medrash says, Rabbi Kiva Yoshe V'Dairish. Rabbi Kiva was giving a drasha, V'Tzibur Misnanim, and the people who were there were dozing off. Bikesh Lararon, he wanted to wake them up. Omar, and he said, Marosa Esra Shtimlech Asheva V'Esra Omei Medina. How did Esther become the queen of 127 countries? El Tova Esther Shibas Bita Shal Sora. Let Esther, who was the descendant of Sora, Shahoysa, that lived 127 years, V'Timlech, and she should become the queen of 127 countries. And of course, the question is, what is the connection between Sarah living 127 years and Esther being the queen of 127 countries? And moreover, how will this statement wake up the people who were at that drasha from the sleep? So he explains the Ginza Yisrael. If a person spends his life, all of his life, everything that he does, and Avodas Hashem, not just the mitzvahs, but everything that he does, then he is in service of Hashem, then his life becomes another life. He's never sleeping, because his sleeping is also Avodas Hashem. And the Medrash means to say there were people who were sleeping, there were people who didn't have this lesson, how we could devote our entire lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he wanted to wake them up. And he says to them, Mazachsa Esther. How did Esther become the queen of 127 countries? How was Esther worthy of such a wonderful, wonderful bracha? So he said, Esther was worthy of that bracha because Esther learned the lesson of Sarah. The lesson of Sarah is to take the 127 years that she had in this world and devote them completely to Avodas Hashem. Esther learned that lesson. And that's why, just like Sarah is praised the way she's praised in this week's parasha, Esther Hamalka deserves the same praise. But you, he was saying to the audience who are dozing off, are sleeping. You're not devoting all of your time and your energy to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you won't be able to be worthy of this wonderful bracha. So Rabbi Akiva says to them, I implore you, learn the lesson of Esther. Learn the lesson to spend all of your time and energy in Avodas Hashem. For if you will learn that lesson, then you will be worthy to have lives like Esther had and like Sarah had.